And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your outer eyes and with your stone held gently in your hand and your marker close by, take a deep healing breath. Breathing into that place of pure love and pure peace. And as you exhale, just release any tension in your mind and body. Just let it go. Take another deep breath, feeling yourself going deeper within. Exhale slowly and feel your body relaxing even more. One more deep cleansing breath. Hold it for a few seconds and then release as you find that point of divine connection. And in this sacred moment, consciously surrender to the activity of the divine. Allow the Holy Spirit, the activity of God, into your mind and heart. Open your imagination and allow wisdom to speak. Let that divine, holy voice in you come through. In this consciousness, let's take the promises within. To everyone who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give you a white stone. And on the white stone is written a new name, and no one knows except the one who receives it. Through the Christ within, the I am of your being, God is giving you a new name, a name to express your divine identity this year and beyond. Your new name will represent you as an individualized expression of spirit. There is a central citadel within you that you share only with the divine. It is your eternal secret, and the sure and certain knowledge that you are here to be the expression of God on this earth. Go more deeply now. Ask the divine of your being, what have I come here to be in order to express God? What have I come here to be in order to become the light of the world? And in a time of quiet and faithful expectation, ask what word or name you should write. Be open and receptive to the word that comes to you. And when it comes, don't play the devil's advocate. Don't question, argue, debate, or ask how or what it means. Just write it on your stone. Its meaning will be revealed to you in perfect divine timing. Give yourself permission to accept a new spiritual identity. Trust in this sacred moment of truth as spirit within gives you an insight into your divine purpose, an insight into your holy essence. And as your name becomes clear, write it on your new stone. Do this now for a few moments in the silence. Thank you. If a name has come to you, remain quiet and allow yourself to dwell deeper into the meaning of what it is for you. And if nothing has come to you during this ceremony, take the stone home with you and continue to ask. Whenever you ask, there is an answer. On the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who has received it. And so now I invite you to take the white stone in your hand and see it as a symbol of your new beginning. See it as a symbol of who you are determined to become, of what you are becoming. Your white stone carries a new name, your spiritual identity, and a deeper awareness of your soul's journey in this lifetime. This is your true self. It is a whisper to your soul that you are so much more than you ever let yourself be before. Anytime you look at your white stone, realize that you have been given the gift of choice, the gift to live differently, to live a more fulfilling life, to begin again, to live from the Christ of your being, to co-create your good with God. And now, in deep gratitude, just be grateful for receiving your name or for the new name that you are yet to receive. And know that along with it comes the power and guidance to achieve all that you desire. See it, decree it, feel it. Know that you are on the path to greater insights and awareness, a path to a new beginning. And in this sacred moment, feel the presence of God and know your oneness. Know your I am-ness. Experience the divine presence loving you and supporting you now and always. Behold, the Christ of God within each one of you is saying, I make all things new. And so it is, and so we gratefully and joyously allow it to be. And let's end our time of prayer and meditation today by joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For